reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and wondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This Advent, we are focusing on some of the figures in the story of the birth of Jesus and how they point us to God. Now we focus on Mary, who confidently moved into the unknown, answering God's call for her life. Mary was engaged to Joseph when the angel Gabriel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus." At first, Mary was puzzled and did not understand. Gabriel tells her that this will be the work of the Holy Spirit. Mary accepts God's call, saying, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." I imagine I would have been a bit, or maybe a lot more uncertain, but Mary was willing and accepts the vocation to which she has been called by God. She doesn't question or reject this call. She is seemingly calm as she affirms and accepts it. Mary was an obedient servant who trusted God. What a faithful and heartfelt response. As Mary moved into the unknown, she poetically and prophetically expressed her gratitude to God, trusting that nothing will be impossible with God. Like Mary, we too are called to accept and affirm God's call for us to step faithfully into the unknown. Like Mary, we are called to do so without knowing where God will lead or how God will continue to work in, through, or in spite of us in the future. Like Mary, as we expectantly wait, we can actively listen and pay attention so we can faithfully and willingly respond to God's call and journey confidently into the unknown. How is God calling you to journey confidently into the unknown? Gracious God, as we reflect on Mary's faithful response to your call, grant us the courage to step confidently into the unknown. Help us to trust in your plans and embrace the vocation you have set before us. May we, like Mary, say, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Strengthen our faith and guide our steps as we journey with you. Amen.